Message number 330. Pray that a nuclear war which would wipe out one-third of humanity can be averted. Monday, February 6, 2012 at 08:15 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter, my followers must unite together as one family and stay strong. I afford all my beloved and trusting followers the graces to keep calm amidst the storm. While the earth continues to shake in every way, your prayers are comforting to me during this time. How it breaks my heart to see the innocent being killed in the wars in the Middle East. These poor souls are scourged and suffer just as I did. The wickedness I see will be diluted, and my Father's hand will delay but will not stop these countries from killing each other. The seals have been broken, my daughter, and wars will emerge quickly. Pray that the global atrocity of a nuclear war which would wipe out one-third of humanity can be averted. I need more prayer, children. I realize how hard you pray, but please, I implore you, invite as many prayer groups, friends and families to pray for peace. I give you now a new crusade prayer, 27, prayer for peace in the world. O my Jesus, I beg for mercy for those afflicted by terrible wars. I plead for peace to be instilled in those tortured nations who are blind to the truth of your existence. Please cover these nations with the power of the Holy Spirit, so that they will stop their pursuit of power over innocent souls. Have mercy on all your countries who are powerless against the evil atrocities which cover the whole world. Amen. My daughter, I urge you to be patient, for it will not be long before the confession. Once it takes place, everything will become calmer. Go in peace and love. Above all, place all your trust in your beloved Jesus, your Savior, Jesus Christ.